You're listening to The Ceiling Fan.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Mark.
Yes, they are. They're Kevin and Mark.
And Garrett's also here with us. This is the first episode that we've done where Garrett has also been involved.
Yeah. It wasn't the
Thanksgiving special.
I'm kind of like lethargic after all the food I just ate earlier.
Yeah, we ate some Thanksgiving. See, Garrett is living in North Carolina now.
So
I get to celebrate Thanksgiving twice because I celebrate it once with my sister on Canadian Thanksgiving, and then I celebrated it again today with Kevin.
Thanksgiving? What's that when the Canadian pilgrims and the Canadian Indians, like...
Because we just want to be different. We don't want to be associated with you crazy Americans.
Typically what we do on this is we go around and say where we're at. So Garrett's already gone because he said he's in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then he went off on talking more about Canada than he needed to.
We don't need to hear about your Canada.
It's so interesting because it's always something different. I was in Charleston last year. This year I am actually I've halfway moved to Nashville.
Nice. Well, I'm currently in Charleston, but I still live in Greenville. I'm just down here with family.
Yeah. How has your year been, Mark?
It's been a very strange year.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of work, and of course, in the call center and doing a lot of videos. I was trying to do this project this year where I was reading a book every week and then doing a video about the book. And I've read more books than I've done videos. The thing was, I got so swamped with a bunch of stuff that it just kind of, that project fell by the wayside.
I was surprised you kept that for as long as you did.
And, like, I've still read a bunch of books that I haven't done videos for.
Sure.
Like, I shot a couple of videos one night, but then I haven't had a chance to, like, edit them down.
Okay.
But I've been working on that, and I've been doing, I just actually, like, it just dropped Tuesday. It was, a guy named Jacob Johnson, from college. A couple years ago, I recorded with him an EP of Christmas songs. So this year, he wanted to do a full length and release it around Christmas time this year. So we went back and we retracked some of the songs and we remastered some of the ones that were good enough. We added a couple of more, and so it's actually available now on iTunes, Amazon, and at shows. It's called Wild and Sweet, and it's by Jacob Johnson. It's just, you know,
I'm actually thinking of going to one of his shows pretty soon, so I'll probably pick up a copy when I
definitely should. Tell him you know me.
Yeah.
I went out to his house about a week ago. In preparation, we shot a video of him just performing a couple of Christmas songs, just like that.
Yeah.
And so I've been editing those and releasing those, which I guess we could probably put one of those on the CLK Facebook page or something like that.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
He's really good guitar player and really good, like, his original songs. He's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
Good performer. He's a lot of fun. But got these Christmas songs and stuff like that they're doing. So that's cool. See, I've been recording with this guy named Gray Lee, and we've been working on this project for several years now because it's gotten so big. Like, we keep adding more and more to it. To where it was, he was like, yeah, I just want to do some acoustic guitar and some songs and stuff like that. And we're like, no, these songs need a full band. So we started adding in instruments ourselves. Me and my friend Theron plays the bass, and I play guitar on one track. And we got a guy named Michael Depp to come in and play guitar on a couple other tracks. We got a guy named Brett Sims who plays drums for the band Divide the Sea. He's also the American Ninja Warrior Ninja Warrior a couple years ago. But he played drums on a couple of tracks. And overall, it's turned into this really, like, it's all of it is really good. And right now we're just finishing mixing and adding a couple of vocal tracks. Hopefully we'll have that done in the next couple of months here, you know, when we have time. But when that's done, it'll be exciting because it sounds good.
Like, yeah.
It's a cool project. And, like, Garrett's heard a couple of songs from it, and I guess Kevin probably has too. I don't know.
I don't know. Probably not.
It's been a stressful year because my mom's really sick, you know, and she's got cancer. We don't know how long, you know, there is with that. But so I'm, like, down here spending Thanksgiving with my family just because, you know, I want to spend some time with them before.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, man.
Nah, it's life, man. We all go through it at some point.
Yeah.
Some of us are earlier than others, you know?
Yeah. I had a kind of good and bad year as well. None of the bad being as bad as could have been, and none of the good being as good as I wished it had been. So I lived in Charleston this past year. I thought that I was going to kind of like break into, I don't know, kind of starting a new career, doing more video work and that sort of thing. And none of it seemed to work. God, I think, just keeps pushing me back into audio. It's kind of a love-hate relationship because I do love doing it, but I hate that I can't make a lot of money doing it. And so, but so what? That's not what it's all about. The hokey pokey is what it's all about. So exactly.
That's
so this year I decided that Charleston was not the place for me, something that Mark learned years and years ago and told me about, and made some friends with the Blimey Cows, and yeah, they were like, dude, come up to Nashville and hang out with us, and I've been doing some work for them, so now I'm going to be doing a little more work for them, but also just made some connections in Nashville. Got to talk to Tori Martin, who is the guy who invented Wooten on Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, and it was also kind of based on him, too.
And it was based on him, and he seemed to really like me, so that's fun. I'm not sure what God's got in store for me. Like, it feels hopeful. I'm not sure, but I think that's a nice place to be.
To not know where you're going next.
To not know where I'm going next. I guess sometimes we talk about the ceiling fan. I feel like really between last year and this year, the ceiling fan stuck kind of in the same spot until we can finish this season, which has like 3 episodes left.
Yeah.
But another half of episode 51, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we've got 52 and 53, part 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Left.
Oh man.
Yeah. So yes. We're almost done.
But it's just taking a while to get because.
Yeah, because I feel like I've painted myself into a corner when it comes to the ceiling fan because, one, the production level is higher than it ever was. But I also, it's really important to me, like, to see this end well. We're actually planning a Christmas special that is written by a fan. So
really?
I told a fan to, she was excited about the show and made her own like little parody. And then I was like, well, if you want to write Christmas special, we'll just do that and make it kind of outside of the timeline with our characters. So we'll still have Phil and Aaron and James and Ethan and stuff, but it just won't be inside of the story arc of season 4.
Right, right.
And so I feel like that'll be an easier way to do it instead of trying to do another time travel one or something like that.
Yet another time travel episode to maintain continuity.
But, yeah, so we should finish.
Ethan will be like, yeah, I feel like we should record 2 Christmas specials because what if we still haven't got out of our predicament in 2 years from now?
it's too much work to try to keep on backtracking. So that's kind of the plan that it's going to go on with that. Other than that, you know, we'll finish these 3 episodes and then the show will be over forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we won't have to worry about it anymore.
Or at least we'll have the pressure of having to continue this really big story off of our shoulders.
Yeah. We'll do more stuff.
Are you guys still, because I know you're both really busy, I'm busy, are you still wanting to continue the ceiling fan as we know it, or are we wanting to change it? Or
well, I think the ceiling fan, the name and the brand, so to speak, will always remain that. You know, it'll always exist. Whether it's we put out a song every now and then from McAllister Park, I think we'll always do Christmas specials because that's
the most
such a staple of the ceiling fan. But we'll probably take a break after we're done with this. Like we finish, and then we're going to take a break, and then when we really feel it, you know, then we'll come back and we'll do more. So it'll always be open to releasing an episode here and there. If Odyssey has some big, like,
kind of like Homestar Runner was in the ending years, and then they kind of just stopped altogether. But
yeah, but we're not gonna just stop altogether.
Yeah, we should. We'll hold on to it.
Yeah,
we'll still do stuff.
We got it. And I actually, like, I don't know if I know I told you guys this, but I've actually been putting together some material to try to write some episodes because I haven't been involved in the writing in a couple of years. And I'd like to, you know, get back into contributing in that way.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I hate is that I kind of it wasn't on purpose, but it just the way the writing went down for this, I hate that, like, I'm the only one who knows what's going on, and so then I'm, like, the only one who's writing, and I don't want it to be that way. I want everybody
to it's just they got rid of Google Wave, it just made it so much harder, you know?
Yeah, I know. Google Wave was really nice. There's Google Docs, which works, that's what we tend to use, and it works similarly, but it's just not all, like, right there.
When I get a chance, I'll actually write it out in script forms, and then that way we can just do a whole season all at once. Yeah. Like, write the whole season, and then record all the parts right then, just edit as we go.
Yeah.
Just make it easier.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's up in the air what's happening in the future, but it's not like we aren't making plans for the ceiling fan. It's just we're getting so old and busy. But there's also some really cool fans who have been, like, begging to contribute. So basically, I want to end this season, which is going to end really well and nice, and it'll be a lot of fun. But then I feel like we'll have so much more freedom to allow others, all of us being involved and letting others get involved, where we do, like, news reports and we do Ethan episodes and stuff
like
that.
Just like old times.
Just like old times. Because that's even though this series has been a lot of fun and it's quite an adventure, it's restricting because we can't just do random episodes.
You can't just sit on the floor and look at the ceiling fan anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. So that's the ceiling fan. What's going on with that? What are your plans for Thanksgiving, Mark?
Wait, so...
what about Garrett? We haven't talked about where Garrett's at.
We did talk. Then you talked about Canada and stuff, so I figured
that's just Canada.
That was my turn?
Like, yeah.
I didn't Garrett, say anything about what I'm doing with my life.
All right, tell us what you're doing with your life, Garrett.
Well, nothing, according to Kevin.
Well, no, according to you, because I was like, all right.
But see, you just said all right. I didn't ask you
earlier where you were, and you said that, and then you ran.
I don't even remember.
You ran off to Canada, and I'm like, hey, come back, Garrett. I guess you're done.
Roger.
Well, yeah, because you already explained where I was. I didn't even get a chance to say where I was.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, recently I moved up here to North Carolina, because now I'm going to Bible school here, a place called Fire, which is actually where both of my sisters went. I knew what the school was really well because I had seen both my sisters go through it already, so I knew what I was getting into, and it's really exactly what I wanted and exactly what I was expecting, so it's been a good experience. Yeah, other than schooling and stuff, I've been able to hang out with Kevin more often, which has been great. No, but it is fun actually getting to hang out with him now after all these years. Rather than just...
After all these years of stalking me on the internet, now...
That's exactly how it
went
down. You
can finally be best buds with me. Stop touching me!
But yeah, I've been doing a little bit of more music and stuff. Like he was talking about just how long it's taking us to get together ceiling fan episodes. Partially that's because it's a huge project for Kevin to get done because he's got all this production work. But then after he's even done, he gives it to me and I procrastinate for months to get the music done because it's such a ton of music. But yeah, I'm
glad. Yeah, because we're doing all original music
right now.
Because Garrett's scoring.
I'm scoring the last couple episodes because I feel a little bit confident enough in music that I can do that now. Or at least I want to try it on something that I can't kill if I do it wrong.
Because everybody loves the ceiling.
Everybody
fans,
loves
so they're
it.
Not gonna...
I've been doing a bit more music and stuff. Like I got connected with the Blimey Cows as well. So I do that, and then I also have my website, GarrettVandenberg.com, where I do a lot of... I actually have pretty often people writing in and asking me to write theme songs for their show and stuff. So that's become one of the main things I do, is I do a lot of theme song writing, really because of Blimey Cow and being able to have that connection so I can be able to say, hey, if you've heard of this show, you've heard this stuff on that, that's what I do. Yeah, so that's basically what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of music. So
yeah.
That's basically what I'm doing.
Nice.
Now that I had my chance to actually say what I'm doing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, this Thanksgiving, I drove down to Charleston to spend some time with my family. We actually, we like to do our Thanksgiving meal early in the day, so we actually did ours at noon. We've already eaten. I'm pretty lethargic from eating turkey and stuff.
Nice.
But, you know, and I made the mashed potatoes and the peas, and I made some gravy out of ham drippings, and it was pretty good. My grandmother made sweet potato pie and did some turkey. My dad made a ham and some macaroni and cheese, and it was really good.
And what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for spending time with my family, my brother, and yeah, I'm thankful that I have opportunities to do some cool stuff, you know, like with recording a few musicians here and there. Probably going to be taking on a couple projects here with that pretty soon, with some bands in Greenville. Trying to do some video stuff. I'm actually, I'm thankful for opportunities and just like, I'm thankful that I've had a really like strong creative drive lately. And Garrett's experienced some of my weird creative drive.
Yes.
Some weird stories I've been writing and very, very not ceiling fan friendly, but like very, just very, very strange.
Yes, that's a good word. Very good.
Strange is probably the best word for it, but I'm thankful that I've had kind of a creative drive lately, and I've had kind of some rough couple of years, I guess, spiritually. But recently, that's kind of like, I've kind of come to like terms with some of that, and I've come to an interesting place spiritually. You know, it's a better place, and I guess healing in a lot of ways where I was kind of hurt and kind of all the mushy stuff, you know, it's just like, you know, it was rough. Like, I'm thankful for my church, because even though it's small and like we constantly are like having all these issues and stuff, I'm thankful for those people, you know, because they're great people and we all look out for each other, you know. I'm thankful that I'm alive and that I have interesting opportunities and that I'm surrounded by great people who care about me.
I'm thankful for my family and my friends. I'm always thankful for the Ceiling Fan and both the fans of the Ceiling Fan because they're really cool and fun, and you know, my best friends that I've made because of the Ceiling Fan, Garrett and Mark and Lauren and Jacob and all the greats. You know, we just, it's been a blast. So the thought of like not doing it anymore, the thought of having to do it really makes me tired, but the thought of not doing it anymore makes me sick. So
I was gonna say, it's cool to see where like this, where we've all gone with this too. Yeah. And like how long it's been going on, you know?
This,
yeah.
That's insane. The sixth time that Mark and I, and this year Garrett, that Mark and I have sat down and recorded this annual thing that we do. It's like the only tradition I have.
Yeah, it's kind of true. It's very like, it's become a tradition. But let's like think about it this way. Like, I remember, you know, the first time we interacted with Lauren, you know, he was in high school and he did this like, sent us this fake episode where he imitated you and me and just like made fun of us the whole time. And it was really funny.
Yeah.
And then like, and he was like, he was this kid in high school and now he's like, well, he's a senior in college. He's like engaged, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, that's why I love whenever kids message and say, hey, what can I do to help? That's so exciting because there's other kids who are helping now who are 15. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, and Garrett, who's now in college and is an old man, when he was 15 when he first messaged us. And there's kids now who are 15 who are like, hey, we just discovered your podcast and we think it's really funny. And it's really exciting. And I started it so I could learn, and I have. I've learned about a bunch of stuff. And the connections that I've made, most of my friends that I have are because of the Ceiling Fan in some way or another. And then the people who are my friends, I don't tell them about the Ceiling Fan because I'm embarrassed of it. I love it. I love the connection and the friendship and us all working together to make something cool. And yeah, it's like a community more than it is about the show. Garrett, you want to say what you're thankful for?
Yeah, I am thankful for this thumb.
Ah.
I'm thankful as well for my family, because that's cheesy and you're supposed to say that. And no, but I really love my family. They raised me well. I feel like I'm turning into a pretty cool person because of the people I'm surrounded by.
That's debatable, of course, but...
But I also very thankful for the Ceiling Fan, because I wouldn't have nearly any of the connections I have today or be doing half the stuff I'm doing. Like, I've been producing music for over a year now, and I've been producing music with singing and stuff in it, but I've also just been doing all kinds of, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff I'm doing now, but I wouldn't be doing barely any of it if it weren't for the fact that I started out doing stuff with you guys, so... And I'm also thankful for you guys, because you're awesome.
Me?
Good, all right, thanks.
And all the friends that I've made up here since I moved up here. It's been a good experience. I'm also thankful to God.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he seems to watch out for me. Yeah, you know, even there's a lot of difficulties leading up to where I am now. Like, I didn't know how I was going to pay for school. I didn't know what I was going to do without a car. But all that stuff, God just, I just said, all right, God, I know you've called me to do what I'm doing right now, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to trust you. And he's really followed through.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, I think that's it. That's all I want to edit.
It was dishes clanging in the background. It
sounds like it's time for you guys to eat. I think my family's tired of being quiet for me. So, since we're recording this on Thanksgiving, and I'm going to have to edit it before, you know, Thanksgiving's over.
Or else it won't be a Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, then I'll just do what we do.
Well, you know, we're also all thankful for each and every one of our listeners and everybody who subscribed and everybody who comments and says good things about us and, you know, spreads the word about the Ceiling Fan, because without you guys, we would have never gotten to be able to do the things we do now with the Ceiling Fan. We've gotten so much better at what we do because of your feedback and because of your positive response. It makes us want to get better and continue doing great things. So we're also thankful for you guys. You know, I guess until next year's special, and then also until the next episode we put out. Thanks for listening to the Ceiling Fan Thanksgiving special. I'm Mark.
I'm Garrett.
And I'm Kevin.
Wishing you a merry, happy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy American Thanksgiving. Happy American, and Canadian Thanksgiving for all of our Canada friends.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Americans and American-Canadians.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.